Juan Vanderbilt, a new high-rise named for its address, rises directly above Grand Central Station in Midtown Manhattan, some of the most expensive real estate in the world. The 93-story office tower offers this spectacular view to the public from Summit One Vanderbilt, plus all the latest amenities for corporate clients who, according to Senior Vice President Jason Hackett, have flocked here despite the lingering pandemic.
From an office building perspective, we've got the premier address in New York. We went into the pandemic at about 76% leased and are coming out of the pandemic now at about 91% leased. So really proving out that there's demand for Class A high-quality office space, which we have here at Summit One Vanderbilt.
Of course, not everyone can afford the rent here.
No doubt the view is much different down there at street level, where office vacancies remain up, rents are down in this part of town, and two-thirds of office workers have yet to return to their desks, and that has an impact on the entire neighborhood.
Fewer office workers means less foot traffic and less business for Cava, one of three Midtown restaurants owned by Amy Babick. She says her business is back to about 80% of pre-pandemic levels.
The neighborhood people carried us over, but to get us back to 100% level of the numbers we need to see to be open is office workers and tourism combined. It's really everything.
Nearly a third of retail storefronts here in Manhattan are vacant. The East Midtown Partnership represents local property owners who are faced with more demanding as well as fewer tenants.
Many commercial offices want to shrink the footprint they have, as Lisa's terms, as far as workspace goes, expand the open space, the amenity space in the offices, so there's more room for flow, so people aren't on top of each other.
More and more workers are expected to return as the Delta variant fades and vaccination rates continue to inch higher. But COVID may have changed this landscape forever. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.